I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A blood test is now being used for some patients with certain types of cancer to detect the recurrence of cancer in its early stages. Dr. Bisham Chera is here to talk about the use of liquid biopsy and circulating tumor DNA testing for head and neck cancer patients. Dr. Chera is a radiation oncologist and professor of radiation oncology and head and neck surgery at MUSC Hollings Cancer Center. Dr. Chera, what exactly is circulating tumor DNA or liquid biopsy?
First, Bobby, I want to explain what DNA is. DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid, and it is the familiar double helix molecule forming the building blocks of every living cell. Circulating tumor DNA are small pieces of DNA that are released into a person's blood by tumor cells as they die. A sample of blood can be used to look for and measure the amount of circulating tumor DNA and identify specific mutations or changes in the DNA. This type of blood testing is commonly referred to as a liquid biopsy.
How is circulating tumor DNA being used with regards to head and neck cancer specifically?
First, I want to discuss what the major causes of throat cancer, mouth cancer, and tongue cancer are. The major causes are tobacco, alcohol, and actually a virus called the human papillomavirus. The human papillomavirus is often commonly referred to as HPV. And over the past 20 years, HPV has now become the number one cause of head and neck cancer. And since 2020, there's now an available commercial ctDNA blood test or liquid biopsy test for cancer specifically caused by HPV. And this test is very accurate. It has been shown to show broad utility across the continuum of care for patients with HPV head and neck cancers. And currently in the clinic, we are using this blood test routinely, checking it before treatment, during treatment, and after treatment.
How might using circulating tumor DNA testing impact outcomes for patients with head and neck cancer in real life? What does it really mean to them as patients?
Using this blood test may allow for us to detect the cancer in earlier stages at the time of first diagnosis, and also can be used during treatment to help us monitor how the cancer is responding and adjust the treatment as the blood test gives us information. And then after treatment, the blood test can be used to detect cancer recurrence much sooner and earlier than we can now.
Tell us about the current research going on at MUSC related to liquid biopsy and head and neck cancer.
We have two clinical trials for patients with HPV-associated head and neck cancer that uses the HPV ctDNA blood test, a liquid biopsy blood test, to help us determine the exact amount of treatment that we give to patients. The overall goal of these trials is to personalize care by giving just the right amount of treatment so as to maximize cure and to reduce toxicity.
And how might the findings from this research be helpful moving forward?
If these trials show that this liquid biopsy can be used to optimize treatment, it may change how we treat patients in the future, meaning that this blood test could become an integral liquid biopsy that could be used in the clinic to guide treatment intensity.
Dr. Chera, thanks for this information about circulating tumor DNA testing in head and neck cancer.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.